Right. That contrast hits hard. The single bet story is the one I see in board decks all the time. Big launches, big dependencies, and then a long tail of firefighting when assumptions break down.
Exactly. In the next 10 minutes, we'll do three things. Define the core insight in operational terms. Walk through three supporting points you can apply immediately. And then I'll give you a three-step rubric to score, size, and decide so that you can actually reallocate by the end of the week.
Quick question. When you say portfolio, do you mean financial style math or just a mental checklist?
Both. At its core, it's a decision framework. Treat each project as an asset with three measurable properties: expected leverage, variance, and correlation to the rest of your initiatives, plus an overlay of operational friction and tail risk. The math is light. The discipline is the point. You don't need a PhD, just consistent scoring and a simple spreadsheet to transform judgment into allocation.
Okay, walk me through those three properties. Start with expected leverage and variance.
Leverage is the upside. How much impact a successful project delivers to your objective. Revenue, retention, cost out, strategic optionality. Score it 1 to 10. Variance is how uncertain that outcome is, how wide the plausible outcomes are. Also 1 to 10. High leverage plus high variance can still be attractive, but you must size it accordingly. Think of expected value as a directional input, not a guarantee.
Give me a quick, concrete example. Numbers make it click.
Sure. Project A. Leverage 8, variance 7. Big upside, but risky. Project B. Leverage 4, variance 2. Steady incremental value. If you overweight A because of excitement, you risk stalling if A underperforms. If you build a portfolio that mixes both, your organization preserves the steady win rate while maintaining exposure to big upside.
And correlation, that's the trickier part for teams. How do we estimate whether two projects are actually independent?
Start with a quick coupling checklist. Do the projects share the same data pipeline, the same core model, the same customer channel, or the same operations team? If yes to two or more, treat them as correlated. You can assign a rough correlation score, 0.2 for mostly independent, 0.6 for partial coupling, 0.9 for nearly identical dependencies. Lower correlation preserves optionality. Different experiments can win independently.
That's useful. So you don't need exact statistics, just a fast sanity check. What about friction and tail risk? Those are the silent killers.
Exactly. Operational friction includes integration cost, maintenance burden, monitoring requirements, security reviews, and customer support overhead. Tail risks are the low-probability, high-cost events: data poisoning, regulatory hits, catastrophic downtime. Assign a friction multiplier, 1.0 for low friction, 1.5 for moderate, 2.0 plus for high. Inflate that multiplier for early bets to force smaller pyres. That way, hidden costs shrink your position size automatically.
I want to push on one thing. Sometimes a first mover advantage justifies concentration. If you have unique data, isn't it rational to put more weight on that one big bet?
Good push. Unique assets can warrant higher concentration, but only after you validate the thesis quickly. My rule: pilot small to validate the uniqueness. If the data moat proves real, you can rapidly scale. That protects you from asymmetric downside before you commit. So yes, concentrate when the evidence stack is strong. Don't concentrate because the slide deck looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. Validation first. I can get behind that. Now give me the three-step rubric you promised. I want something I can run on Monday.
Here's a three-step routine you can do in under 10 minutes per project and a single spreadsheet. Step 1. Score each of your top 5 initiatives on leverage, 1 to 10, variance, 1 to 10, friction multiplier, 1.0 to 2.5, and assign a quick correlation bucket versus the other 4 projects. Step 2. Compute a raw allocation score. Simple formula: raw equals leverage divided by 1 plus variance. Then adjust for friction. Adjusted equals raw divided by friction. Finally, apply diversification. Final size weight equals adjusted times 1 minus AV correlation. Normalize the 5 weights to sum to 1, and those percentages are your target allocations.
Talk me through thresholds. At what point do we kill, pilot, or scale?
I like the explicit kill timelines. One more practical piece. What does that spreadsheet look like? I want column names, nothing fancy.
Columns, project name, owner, objective metric, leverage, 1 to 10, variance, 1 to 10, friction multiplier, average correlation, raw score, adjusted score, final weight percent, suggested action, pilot, scale or cancel, validation window. One extra tab, a triangular correlation matrix so you can spot hidden clusters. That's all you need to run the rubric quickly and produce a reallocation recommendation.
Nice. Simple and repeatable. Before we close, remind listeners of the main trade-offs and a couple of edge cases where they should break the rubric.
Trade-offs. Speed versus insurance. A diversified portfolio sacrifices a single massive upside for resilience and steady optionality. Edge cases. If a project is strategically unique because of irreplaceable data or a regulatory first advantage, you may accept higher concentration, but only after fast validation. Also, watch out for false diversification. Superficially different projects that share a hidden dependency are still correlated. Mitigation. Run that quick coupling checklist before you finalize weights.
So the concrete next move is what again?
Run the rubric on your 5 highest priority agentic initiatives this week. Score them, compute the diversification adjusted sizes, and reallocate at least 1 planning slot to implement the highest priority pilot and 1 slot to kill or deprioritize the weakest. Do that, and you'll turn ambiguity into a repeatable routine.
Subscribe for daily briefings like this if you want crisp, repeatable decision routines. No noise, just practical steps.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.